In all of my days of Big Brother fandom, I don't think there has been a more frustrating week in the early stages of the Big Brother game as week 3 of the Big Brother 27 game. Adrian ends up going home this week, and the fact is, Adrian was never the target the entire time. The old adage of pawns go home has never been more true than in Big Brother 27. And we'll dive into this week and talk about some of these players and how there's just not a real true winner in the whole bunch, and how none of them are really playing an excellent game. How everybody in this house is playing mostly a flawed game, and how it is hard to find a winner in this group. Let's dive into mostly a week 3 recap. The last time that we spoke, Lauren had put up Keanu, Kelly, and Will on the block. Keanu takes himself off the block. Keanu, though one of the biggest social pariahs that Big Brother has ever seen, Keanu has zero idea. Keanu thinks that he has everything on lock, and throughout the whole week on the feeds said, "I may be an idiot, but this is what I know and this is what I think." Throughout the whole week, Rachel was telling him that Vinny was running the game, and he was like, "I don't believe that to be true." He was calling Rachel a floater and thought that Jimmy was the swing vote that he could get onto his side to keep Adrian later in the week. Just the grasp that he has on this game is not there, but the fact that he keeps winning competitions and keeps sticking around is very fun. I don't ever want him to leave because I think he is one of the more interesting house guests that we've ever gotten on the show. But him winning the veto causes a real interesting couple of days within that Big Brother house, because this tears Lauren to shreds because she does not want to name a replacement nominee. It's between Ashley and Adrian. It seemed like if Vince and Zach had their way, who is controlling one side of the house, it seemed like it was going to be Ashley who ends up going on the block. But the girls and Jimmy make a real good last second pitch to get in the ear of Lauren, you know, almost threaten her. Ashley did a good job, I thought, doing some reverse psychology and saying, "I know you wouldn't put me on the block. I know that you know that wouldn't be good for your game." And this worked on Lauren. A lot of tactics that wouldn't work really works in this season. There's a lot of idiots on this cast. Once Lauren makes her decision, she decides that it's not going to be Ashley on the block. It is going to be Adrian instead. Adrian is without a doubt a number on her side, and is a number for the side that she wants to be working with as well. The target is shifting onto Adrian, somebody who was never going to be a target. They have the votes to make it a 6-6 tie. If Lauren just had a little bit of a spine and decided, like, "Hey, I'm going to put up Ashley instead of Will as an initial nominee," then you have this 6-6 tie, and it's between Ashley and Adrian. At least when you're drawing that line in the sand, you're taking out somebody like Ashley, who is a distinct definitive number for that side. If you get a 6-6 tie here, you're taking out somebody like Will, who in essence, yes, is on the women's side of things, but is not a huge player to be splitting the votes for and to draw the line in the sand. And I think that that's why Vince, Zach, and Lauren decide not to split the votes, and Zach and Vince end up voting out Adrian, who is a clear number, a clear fighter on their side. Adrian is somebody who could win competitions. Adrian is somebody that made it very clear who he was going after. He was going to be a number for you guys. You just didn't want your girl to break the tie. You didn't want Ashley to go on the block in the first place. And you just play one of the more extremely passive weeks of Big Brother that I have ever seen. They really wanted this to be Will's time to go up until, I believe it was maybe Thursday night. Out of everybody in the house that Zach and Vince tried to convince to be a seventh vote, so their number one, their main girl, their main squeeze, Lauren, didn't have to break the tie. They tried to convince Ava. This shows that Vince and Zach really don't have a good grasp on the house dynamics here, because Ava is a ride or die for Will. Ava's never going to vote Will out of this house. She tells them, like, "Look, this is not going to work, and it shouldn't work for you guys either. This is how this works. This is how that works, yada, yada, yada." And she is basically the main reason why Zach and Vince don't end up voting for Adrian to stay. Granted, I do think that they didn't want Lauren to break a tie, but a lot of it had to do with Ava putting in the work to make sure that she protected her ally this week. And you really got to tip the cap to Ava. I don't think that there is anybody really playing a dominant game, but if I had to point my finger to anybody, it's probably Ava. And the thing is with Ava, yeah, she has some all right connections, but this is kind of the biggest thing that she has done so far. The other thing she does is she just kind of sleeps and laughs the whole time. And maybe in this cast, that's all it takes, is kind of being under the radar and, you know, using your influence influence every so often when you really need to. These are groups of people that will bend to your will whenever you want them to. And Ava used it. The problem with people like Vince and Zach and Lauren as well, as you saw with our head of household this week, they are not going to show their cards and they are afraid of people getting mad at them and their position blowing back at them. The fact of the matter is, this is week three of the game. There are no secrets of where you guys are positioned, at least for the most part. The fact that you let all this intimidation scare you from what you wanted to do or what is best for your game is just ridiculous. I can't believe how passive this cast is and how scared they are to make any sort of move. That's a side of the house that is going to crumble because they want to be close with everybody. And that's the problem, is you can't have your cake and eat it too, because the Jimmys, the Rachels, the Mickeys, the Ashleys, the Morgans, they're all going to stab you in the back and they're all going to make a move because they know what's best for their game and how to move forward. Vince, you really saw it in the power of veto when he told everybody that he would use the veto on them. It's all spineless. Vince is a player who, just like his first head of household, which I have gone back on the record and said I thought was a lot better than people are giving him credit for, but it still wasn't great. And then you have a week like this that is, you know, terrible, a terrible, terrible week that he controls, and he has controlled the head of household now for practically four straight weeks. And unless he does something big with this head of household that he can also control, he's going to be one of the worst players in a power position in the history of the show. He's going to have to make something happen because he has basically been able to control every single head of household this year. I would like to see Vince actually do something with the social capital that he has collected after being so nice to everybody and being so goddamn passive the whole time. And these player rankings this week are especially, especially confusing. A big reason why these player rankings are so confusing is because I really am down on a majority of the players in this house. There's maybe one or two players on here that I'm like, okay, I think you are good and I think you're in a good spot. But a majority of them, man, I'm like, God, you're playing a terrible game and I don't know how much longer you have. And I will be revealing who the head of household is here in 3, 2, 1. It was Riley who ends up winning the head of household, one of the four people who were on the opposite side of the vote. When this comes out, it could not be Riley as head of household anymore. It could be Mickey. The tiers this week are potentially next boot, will not win, threat level rising, and potential winners. And coming in at number 14, I have Catherine. A lot of people, especially on that Jimmy Rachel side of the house, do not like her. She's going to be going on the block, and I do think, which is it's insane to me, but I do think that she is going to be the target. Even if she's on the block with somebody like Vince or somebody like Zach, I do think that that's who they are going to go after. It's insane. I think the only person that would pitch for Vince to go is Rachel. Vince has a chokehold on this house socially, and little old Catherine, I guess, is just too much of a threat in this game, even though we don't ever see her ever. You know, we hardly ever see her on the feeds, and we hardly ever see her on the television show. It's week three, and I still don't know a whole lot about Catherine. The only thing I know about Catherine, she's tight with Lauren, and everybody else hates her. She's going to be a target and she will likely go home. We have Kelly. Kelly, I'm coming around to more and more. She kept saying this week that her offering herself up as a pawn, she may be done doing that because all these people owe her big time. And I don't know really what that means. She certainly will be house target. And next up, we have Keanu. What can be said about Keanu that hasn't been said a million times, man? This guy has terrible reads on the house. He is on the block. He is going to always be an option to go home. Keanu is going to have to end up fighting for his life again. Keanu is still house pariah. Still playing the game very bad. And next up, the will not win tier, I have Riley. I still don't think he really has the social capital, the wherewithal, the anything to win this game. He has not been heard of. Still in the will not win tier for me. I have Will. A lot of people fought for his right to stay in the game, but again, he's a perpetual pawn at this point. It's sad. They're playing weak moves. They're putting him up. If somebody like a Vince or a Zach win head of household again, he's going back up on the block. Not looking good for Will and the resume that he will build by the end of the game. Now in the threat level rising tier and kicking things off, I have Ashley. I think it's been clear that Ashley is Vince's top target. You know, Zach also has openly said that Ashley is his top target, which is crazy because Ashley has a completely opposite read on Zach. Ashley feels as if they got out Morgan or if they got out Lauren, then Ashley becomes Zach's number one. Crazy how bad of a read that is, because Zach legitimately hates Meltzer. Ashley will be the target for at least that half, that portion of the house. Catherine doesn't like Ashley either. I have Rachel. I think a lot of people are scared to take the shot at Rachel. I do think that Rachel has enough sway in the house. She somehow has a tight bond with Keanu, and she is somebody else who is anti-Vince, viewing these things like Vince is a mastermind. Vince is the one controlling the game. She's walked in on one-on-one conversations with Lauren and Vince. Down four spots, I have Vince. Vince is a spineless jellyfish. He sucks, but I like him still. You know, I think that's how a lot of people in this house feel. Like, he sucks, man. Like, why do you not want to stand on business? Why are you so afraid of people not liking you? Why are you so afraid of actually directly playing the game of Big Brother? I will never understand it. It's just so hard to watch, because it's like the last four head of households, Vince has either had them or he's controlled them, and he has done absolutely nothing. And it has been so tough to watch. He has done nothing to, you know, direct this game in his favor. If he does the optimal things during these weeks to get him further or to benefit his game, Vince is by far the most well-positioned player in the game. And the crazy thing is he's still probably one of, if not the best position players in the game. The only problem is that I think Ashley and Rachel are on his ass. They are very, very prominent players on that opposite side. So you should have been super selfish last week and tried your best to push the Ashley agenda, but you just did not do that. So Vince, I do think, is spineless, and I do think he's too nice and he's naive, but if he can use his social capital for good and can play the game like he seems like he knows how to, then he is in a real good spot. But for now, I'm down on Vince. I have Lauren. The women, I think, will always have bigger fish to fry with either Vince or Zach, and with Catherine as well. I just don't think Lauren will ever be one of those people that they will go after, and I think she does get some goodwill here from not breaking the tie and not putting Ashley on the block. And even though this is a frustrating, frustrating week, it actually probably does help her individual game a little bit and does give her some sort of a net of safety with other people that she's working with that will get picked off before her. I have Mickey. I do like her game, but some of her characteristics this week have kind of shown to me that she may not be this elite ball knower that I had thought she was at the beginning of the game. She has now distrust with Jimmy, with Morgan, who is her final two. Of all people to share your distrust with about your former final two member and Morgan, you go and tell Adrian, and I didn't even know Mickey and Adrian had that kind of bond, and I don't think they did. That goes right back to Zach and right back to Morgan, so that burns a bridge there. I did watch some of the feeds last night, and it does seem like maybe Morgan and Mickey have kind of reconciled their differences a little bit, but still, that is going to be something that will be in the back of Morgan's head for a while. The problem with Mickey is she's being brought in to alliances, and I understand being at the, you know, quote-unquote bottom of these alliances, it'll maybe make you upset, but the fact that she doesn't even really try to hide it and says things like, okay, you got your three, but where does that leave me? You know, you gotta kind of hide these emotions or hide these feelings that you have. There's just some things that you have to keep to yourself in order to propel your game forward, and she doesn't really do a good job of that, in my opinion. She's a little bit more emotional than I had thought previously, and again, definitely a lot more paranoid. I do like Mickey a little bit out of the players that are in the house. I do think she is one of the people that has the better baseline knowledge of what it takes to win and what it takes to play Big Brother. I have Morgan. Morgan right now is tight with Vince and Zach. We've seen it. And she's also playing on the women's side of the house. But it doesn't seem like Mickey likes how close she is with the men. The thing is that I don't think she's going to do anything about it. I don't think she's going to target her. I don't think any of the women will target her. I don't think Mickey will take that shot. Ashley's not taking that shot. Rachel's not taking that shot. And she's protected by Vince and Zach right now. So I just don't see a world where Morgan gets targeted anytime soon just because she is covered on so many different bases. Coming in at number three, going up four spots, I have Jimmy. I do think Jimmy was a little bit more under the radar this week, which I like. And I do like his positioning. He's in the heavy hitters 2.0. I do think like the Zachs and the Vinces do like him. He is close with Rachel, but I do think the girls get put on the block before he does. And I do think he has the ability to pivot. And I do think that he has kind of rebounded from his head of household, although he has broken trust a little bit with Morgan and Mickey. I do think now it's Morgan versus Mickey. Jimmy has no idea that is broken. And Vince likes Jimmy. I think Zach and Ava are both fans of him. So yeah. Has good connections. He has the ability to win challenges. And I think once Keanu leaves, that drama in him might dip down a little bit, at least in terms of hurting his game. So it is surprising to me I have him here, but I do have Jimmy at number 3. Now we move on to the potential winners tier, and I only have 2 people in here. And coming in at number 2, I have Zach going up 4 spots. Although Zach is one of the spineless people like Vince who did not vote for this tie. Everybody loves Zach. Even the women who should be targeting him, they're all so infatuated with this man. They're like, oh, but we can keep Zach around because I may have a chance with him. Even Ashley, who he hates, thinks, oh, I may have a chance with Zach. I could get with Zach. So, you know, let's keep him around. And that is very beneficial to his game. And I think the second that Vince leaves, it opens the game up for him, and he actually gets a little bit stronger position-wise. He's somebody who can win a competition. He's gathering and he's getting the game more and more. He leaked the information to Morgan about how Adrian told him about the Mickey scenario, and that is what I like to see from him. It shows that he is getting how to play this game more and more each week. I don't know. Is it too obvious that Zach's the winner? It may be too obvious that Zach's the winner. And coming in at number 1, the only player that I could kind of really say is playing a solid game and hasn't made a whole lot of mistakes yet, I have Ava. This is the 4th week in a row. They've had a new number 1 every single week. Ava's always kind of hovered, though, in like I think the 4 through 1 range. As far as the game she's playing, it's relaxed, it's chill, she goes to bed early. Being able to be the reason that Zach and Vince, who are these 2 power players on the men's side of the house, to not vote your boy Will out of the house is huge. We were looking for somebody to stand on business, to make a move, to say, hey, no, don't do that, do this. And she did that, and she explained it to Vince and Zach, and she had that influence over 2 people that are at least portrayed and are shown to be some of the more influential players in the house. And you heard Adrian at the end of the show say that people aren't going to vote for Rachel to be a 2-time winner. I wonder how true that is. And if that is true, and Rachel somehow, you know, fights to the end, gets there, whatever, she does have a final 2 with Ava. And Ava's closest ally is Will. If Ava drags Will to the end somehow, she beats Will. If she gets to the end with Zach, does she win? I'm not sure. She's going to have a pretty great final 2 speech. I think she could probably beat Lauren. I think she definitely beats Vince. I think by that time, Vince definitely pisses a lot of people off because he's made too many checks his ass can't cash. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to another edition of My Player Rankings. What'd you guys think of this week of Big Brother? I got to know. Leave your thoughts in the comments down below. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Hope you guys have a great rest of your day.